My name's Stephen Ragg, I'm the Naval Police Inspector from Broxtowe. We've had one report so far in Nottinghamshire over at Towton, Attenborough area, whereby a female was startled by a clown walking out of some bushes. So yes, we have had that first report. Completely out of context, it's not Halloween. It's not something that we have ever done as part of Halloween. It's nowhere near actually the 31st of October. So as you recognise there, this was a female who was going about her everyday business when suddenly is jumped out and accosted by a person dressed up as a clown that quite rightly would terrify somebody. And you can sort of put it in that context of if somebody jumped out with you with a balaclava on and dressed in black clothing, for example, and started laughing at you, that would cause you, again, considerable amount of stress, anxiety, and it's very akin to that. And it's wholly inappropriate. I would urge people not to do it and think about those consequences, that while the intent may be to have a little bit of fun, the actual consequences of your actions are far-reaching, and the fact that somebody may not therefore want to be out in the public because they've been caused such anxiety by this act, that while, like I say, maybe innocent and foolish on the inside, the consequences are far right-reaching and ultimately could end up in a jail term. And whilst we would never endorse any sort of vigilantism or anything like that against people doing this rather foolish act, you're 100% right that you don't know who that person may be, that when jumping out of the bushes could be somebody who takes great offence to that, assaults you, and you ended up in a far worse scenario than the joke that you were practically pulling. While the reports that come from the United States, which I agree with you, appears to be where we've had this idea from, those reports over there appear to be quite sinister. Over here so far, we tend not to have had such sinister reports, and it does appear to be pranks. But, like I say, prank or not, the consequences are far different. I think this is half the problem, where people have the intent of having a laugh and having a joke, but the consequences could be far-reaching. The fact that you take your victim as it is, as you find them, you cause somebody a heart attack, you're responsible for their death. And it just isn't worth it.